This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, of course. It is 7:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Buccaneers win 40-17 over the Chargers. Jags lose. Dolphins lose. Navy upset Army 31-13. Gators are playing Friday. Gasparilla Bowl, Tampa. And they take on Tulane. That's 3:30 in the afternoon. That's this Friday. Top story. No real great information really being shared with us when it comes to the drones. I mean, people are giving opinions and stuff, but nothing really strong coming out that would lead us in any one good direction. We'll dig into that a little further. Also want a reminder and a heads up. Betsy Papine and her philanthropic arm of Papine Realty. It's called Papine Gives, and she's been giving for many years now, and one of her big gives is to Habitat for Humanity. Now they've got a goal to build 10 houses by the end of the year in 2032. So they partnered up with Alachua Habitat for Humanity, and they've been doing this kind of thing, but now they set this big goal, and they would like your help in reaching that goal. And what's in it for you? Well, you could win a Rolex Submariner stainless steel watch.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
To me, or yeah, to whoever.
To someone, yes.
But yeah, it's wow. It's a cool raffle, and it's a great opportunity, and you're gonna help out the, you know, with the whole Habitat for Humanity. So you can just go to PapineGives.com to find out more information on that and other great things that she and the charity are up to.
You know, Bob, that would make the perfect Christmas present that you could give me this year.
You know, I thought that probably would be maybe on your list. Yeah. And then I took that list like a matrix and laid it over, financial situation. And it said I could do it.
Yes, yes.
But I would definitely be eating cat food early in my retirement years. Early.
Just buy a raffle ticket and, you know, win it.
Well, now there you go.
See, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Not that you
would
actually buy me one.
Completely different.
Oh, I knew you weren't going to buy me one.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. A little more realistic.
Yes, a little.
More than 10,000 special interest aliens were apprehended during the first 2.5 months of the new fiscal year. And I get, you know, maybe with all these drones and stuff, maybe using the word alien maybe isn't a good idea. Because people are like, yeah, there's 10,000 special interest aliens. But that must have been why the drones were being used.
Well, just use the drones to watch the aliens and we're all good, right?
Well, that would be an excellent idea.
Seems simple to me.
So, yeah, what they're calling special interest aliens, 10,000 of them.
That's a lot.
Were apprehended, well, in 2.5 months.
That's just the ones apprehended. That's, again, we always have those gotaways.
Yep. They come from countries, this is how they get this special delineation, they come from countries with known ties to terrorism.
Nice.
Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens posted a report on social media showing the arrest of three Syrian migrants who were arrested entering the U.S. Virgin Islands on a boat December 5th. The chief said Border Patrol agents already apprehended more than 10,000, like I said, and that is the fiscal year, the new fiscal year, which began on October the 1st. Many of these migrants are from countries with known ties to terrorism. They crossed the border from Mexico into Texas. Beginning on October 3rd, Breitbart's Randy Clark reported 27 who crossed in a large group of migrants near Eagle Pass, Texas. Those included migrants from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Egypt, and India.
Wow.
2 weeks later, more than 500 migrants crossed into the Eagle Pass area of operations. They were from, five of the migrants were from Iran, 19 from Egypt, etc. According to the source at the Border Patrol, the influx of Iranian nationals and other special interest aliens across the border showed no signs of slowing down. So, yeah, wow. don't count on Brandon to help you out. So, yeah, that's, again, another major source of irritation that they are just not going to clamp down and do anything with the border until,
until
the Trump
gone.
Is in there.
Yeah, right.
Until Trump's in there, and then he'll get to work right away on that, I'm sure. Then you've got an actual Brandon that is mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. Saturday spoke for the first time in response to Trump's plans to ramp up deportation operations in Chicago and delivered a diatribe filled with left-wing talking points, but little else. Look, it's your own constituents there, many, many of which are Democrats, and they're completely fed up with the way the border is, how it's impacting them, you as a city, you as a mayor, not doing anything about it to the benefit of the actual citizens, but benefiting in every way you can these illegals that are there, finding them jobs and everything, putting them above and in front of citizens. The self-described progressive Democrat mayor appeared on CNN, but despite being asked over and over about whether or not he would block the deportation efforts, he refused to answer and instead spewed a constant stream of anti-Trump talking points and liberal doggerel.
Well, the good news there, he was on CNN, so nobody saw him.
That's true. Yeah. And... said, well, you know, unfortunately, first of all, good morning and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. That's how the mayor began. He said, look, the president-elect, former president of the United States, Trump, has demonstrated an incredible disdain for people. For people?
What? He loves people. People
he
love
loves
him.
People. He just happens to love Americans more than anybody else, which is entirely okay with over half of the Americans, and it should be okay by everyone.
Especially if it's going to be the president of the United States.
Yeah.
We've seen what it's like when people defer to other countries and their leadership's wishes.
My responsibility as mayor of the city of Chicago is to invest in people, to protect people, and connect them to the resources they are ultimately needed in order to build not just a better, stronger, safer Chicago, but to build in the economy that's sustainable. And what does that mean? If you answered the question accurately, you'd say, as mayor of the city of Chicago, it's my job to look out for and protect the people of Chicago first and foremost. Not because he's talking about invest in people. What he means is giving jobs to illegals. Anyway, he is not saying that he's going to directly try to fight any of the Trump operations for deportation. Remember, trying to deport the criminals, the bad guys. Why would any mayor, regardless of their political affiliation, want to keep known dangerous people in their community? I mean, you don't care about anybody's children, wives, mothers, sisters, or just families going down to the grocery store in a minivan.
Yeah.
And some guy who's had 12 DUIs and jumped back into the country four or five different times wipes out the whole family. Don't you have some sort of duty to protect the actual citizens? Wow. Yep. You know, if people like that still get elected.
I know. I don't understand it. Just don't get it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it all unfolds. All right. We've got special guest Nanette Holt from Epoch Times going to join us with a very interesting interview that she just had with somebody who may be able to shed some different kind of light on these unidentified drones. Yeah, so stick around for that. It is 7:15, time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in and air it out. 877-975-9825. Call in now. What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control.
Control of our border.
AI.
Little green man.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Yeah, it's Monday. We're going to do our best to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please don't be one of those. Let's go to Deborah. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me? Last night I had a premonition. What if this is all in prep for Inauguration Day? Because the FFA knows where these are coming from because of radar. And these are commercial-style drones. They're not your regular play toy drones. So then I'm assuming they have a tracker on them or for radar. Because I used to be a pilot, and they know. They know, but they're not going to say anything. My concern is Inauguration Day, how many thousands of people are going to be there at the Capitol, and how are they going to protect them from drones?
That is a very good point. In fact, coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to our friend Nanette Holt from Epic Times. She recently spoke to a pilot about these drones, and we'll see what news or information that she can share with us. Peasant with a Pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is I saw that interview with Snuffleupagus and Mealy Mouse Mayorkas yesterday morning. And what I got out of what he had to say was it's a power grab. They can't do anything about these drones until they get more authority and more power. And it's just like after 9/11. We found out that the alphabet agencies had all the information they needed to stop 9/11, but they didn't connect the dots. So what did they have to do? Make a bunch of new alphabet agencies to come up to try to protect the people, and they came up with the DHS and the Patriot Act and the Transportation Safety Administration, and then what did we see out of that? Less freedom for the people and little kids getting groped by fat perverts at the airport.
Yeah, there are so many agencies now, that we know of, at least, like 17 of them, yeah. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Looking forward to hearing from nothing but Nanette at 8:05. But what's bugging me, and this has been bugging me for years, I'm just finally now airing it out, and thank you guys for the free therapy. But it's those automatic flushing toilets in the public toilet stalls. I understand their hygienic intent, but if you so much as turn to the side and sneeze, they flush like four times and stuff. It's just like a mess.
Well, and you don't want to know about the particulate that could be airborne as a result of that. Yeah, we'll just leave that one there for now. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
Yeah, people have had enough of all the criminal illegals that demon rats let in who have brutally murdered young girls and women. Maybe if people started popping off demon rats, that would be just as good as, you know, what they suggested.
I see where you're going there, mimicking how they are turning a blind eye, or in some cases almost, you know, doing anything but condone it, but very close to it when it comes to that, the murder of that CEO. Yeah, it's absolutely all wrong, and you get the idea there. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. So yesterday on the Sunday show, Senator-elect Adam Schiff said that Cash Patel is not fit to lead the FBI because He's a conspiracy theorist and a sycophant. This is the same person that for 4 years said that Trump was a Putin asset and a danger to America. And only in America, Bob, can someone like that become a U.S. senator. It is crazy town. Hopefully, Clash Patel will go ahead and put him on the stand and charge him for treason and sedition for trying to overthrow a U.S. president. Thanks, Bob.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, for years he claimed that he had evidence.
Yes.
Undisputable evidence.
We're still waiting.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. And let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I was just wondering, when is Elwin Bragg ever going to give up on trying to convict Trump of all these phony New York crime charges, especially the one involving that two-bit has-been porn actress? Hasn't he ever heard yet there's not a woman alive that's ever beat Trump? All he's got to do is ask Hillary and Kamala. That's what's bugging me.
There you go.
Yeah. It's, Alvin Bragg, he's, I guess, going to try to hang on to that, maybe,
yes,
and hold it till, you know, after the four-year
unreal
period. It just, yeah, I mean, the people that, on the other side of the fence, if you will.
I'm with Tony kind of on the whole what's bugging me. Just this whole concept of just kind of the hypocrisy, I guess. It's like some of the ones who are the biggest conspiracy theorists, they make up stuff, they lie to the American public for years and years and years and years, but then, you know, the hypocrisy, that's a continual irritation for me.
It is really, truly, you know, pathological in the way that many on the left, and he's a great example, Shifty Schiff. I mean, he said outrageous things. I mean, we've got Trump dead to rights, all these things, and he would constantly have these press conferences, or at the very least, anytime there were microphones around, he felt he had to speak. Not a shred of evidence did he ever produce. Not one piece of paper, not one photograph, not one witness. He literally, I mean, made it up. But it's not the first or last time the Democrats have done that. So,
but this is also the same guy who was faked out by a couple of comedians on a phone call, and he's writing down notes of all the things that they're telling him that Trump did. What an idiot.
Yeah, that's true, too. I forgot about that.
What an idiot.
Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is Elizabeth Warren. You can only push somebody so far, and then they have to take action. Okay, so what is January 6th, where you guys pushed us just too far?
That's a great example.
Yeah.
And when what do you expect when you push people too far? Bernie Sanders was condoning the actions, but, you know, at the same time, not. You know, that's what they have. They're still, murder, violence, never the answer, murder, violence. But I could see how people are frustrated, blah, blah, blah. No, unacceptable.
No.
You say, this is not how we work out problems, no matter how upsetting they may be, no matter what kind of an emotional response that people have, violence is never the answer, and it's never part of the solution. But that's not what they said. They had to put the little butt in there. Once again, they are only leaders for a super small segment of the population. Not the mainstream by any stretch. It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your participation. What's bugging you? Coming up at 8:05, Nanette Holt from Epic Times. She recently had an interview with a pilot. Let's find out what she knows about the drones. Coming up, 97.3 The Sky.
The Christmas holiday.
I think that it can become too commercialized.
We all get caught up in it.
If you go to the malls in the evening, you can find a parking place pretty easily.
We at The Sky know it's more than the new this.
I want an Emerald City Lego set.
And the new that.
I want a fun vacation from Santa this year.
A lot more.
Celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Time to share with family and friends. Brings the best out of people.
Being with family and just all of the family together.
Merry Christmas from News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. And happy Monday. We're trying to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:34. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. This time of year, memories come flooding back. I hope for you and yours. They're good memories. Don't let any bad memories or tough times get you down. Think about the best stuff. You know, I got to take in the Charles Dickens weekend. Charles Dickens on Center in Amelia Island, Fernandina Beach over the weekend. Great, folks. A lot of people dressed up. Very festive. And it was a great time all the way around. And we, you know, kind of reconnected with some good old friends that we've had. So that was all a win-win. But memories, you know, I remember my dad. He just, the way he said it, and bah humbug. I mean,
it's funny.
It was just uncanny. It was funny. And then remember when we had to do like school reports, and we would, back in the day, we would ride our bicycles to the library.
Sure.
We didn't have the Encyclopedia Britannica at our house. Some kids did. We didn't. So, yeah, you rode your bicycle, and hopefully you could get some of your friends, talk them into coming.
Yeah, no interwebs back then, you know.
And we'd go to the library. I saw this story about a guy who has an overdue book, you know, way overdue.
Oh, yeah, right.
It just happens to be the exact library that I used as a kid.
That's too
Walt
funny.
Whitman Library on a road that, if you never lived in that area, have no idea what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
But it's pronounced Shaner. And I won't even go into the spelling, but if you haven't lived there, you don't know that road.
Yeah.
You don't know it.
Okay.
Well, remember, it's also the same town that has a road called Gratiot in it.
Oh.
And it doesn't spell like Gratoit.
Oh.
It's a French word.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
All right. So anyway, this guy wanted to do the right thing. He lives in Chicago now, even though he grew up probably in my neighborhood, literally.
Uh-huh.
And he's about the same age. His name is Chuck Hildebrandt. He checked out baseball's zaniest stars all the way back in 1974 when he was a 13-year-old.
Wow.
So let's see. I was 12.
Uh-huh.
So basically, I've got a bone to pick with him because that's exactly the kind of book that I might have been looking for.
And couldn't have gotten because he stole it.
Yeah. But anyway, he says, you know how it is. You move. You don't really look at the books. You throw them in boxes, et cetera, et cetera. A couple years ago, I realized this was a library book, looked into it further. He said, well, you know what? I'm going to be back in my hometown and over the Thanksgiving holiday, and I'm going to give the book back. And, of course, I know there's probably a bill coming with it.
Yeah.
And they basically said, you know, thanks, but no thanks. There's no longer room for the book.
Oh, my
goodness.
It doesn't
work within their system, I guess, and no longer space on the shelves for it. It wasn't a thick book. It's exactly the kind of book that we like to read when we were 12, 13, or 14.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A quick, fun, easy story.
Yeah.
But he did the right thing. They weren't going to charge him. He made a $457 contribution because he said that's what he estimates the overdue fees would have been.
Nice.
They made this, and he's launching a campaign to try to, you know, multiply that to $4,500 for the nonprofit literacy group Reading is Fundamental.
Oh, man, there's a flashback.
Yeah, that too. So I just thought it was interesting. Huh. I mean, the exact library. I could have been looking for that same book. No kidding, you know, because I loved you know, the baseball back then and all.
Sure.
Baseball zaniest stars.
That's pretty
but
cool.
But, yeah, no need for it. The library, they did appreciate very much so the honesty, and I'm sure they're going to appreciate that he's given some money to charity, and hopefully more kids will get excited about reading. Reading was it's just so good. They can't impress that enough.
Right.
If you can develop those reading skills, you can literally go anywhere, literally.
Yes.
In other words, you can read about anything, anywhere. Mm-hmm. You really, truly can self-educate, especially when you're not just good at reading, but you enjoy it.
And the experts have said that we actually absorb through multiple ways so much more if we actually hold on to a book and read it versus like looking at a tablet. Or even listening, that because you're using multiple senses, turning pages, holding on to it, you smell the thing, it basically imprints on your brain so much more that if you just, you know, whatever. our modern technology.
But if you think about it that way, it does. Totally makes sense. But it's also, for me, this story is like a walk down memory lane. I remember riding our bikes, and I don't know what it was, if it was just they always would hit us with the tougher reports getting close to the Christmas break.
Right.
Because we almost always went, it would be either cold or snowing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some flurries or whatever. So, yeah. And in fact, he checked this thing out like in the first week of December.
Wow.
Way back December 4th, 1974.
You wonder if certain seasons, and I guess maybe it depends what happened, you remember just little snippets of life. As soon as you said winter, my brain took me back, and you're talking about your dad. I had to be maybe in, I don't know, third, fourth grade, something like that. And it was winter. It was snowy. It was cold. There was snow packed on the streets of St. Louis. And we went to Sears, and we bought those pullover masks. You know, you look like you're going to rob a bank, you know?
Yeah.
But we bought those with the eye holes and the whole bit, you know? And it's like, I remember putting that on and walking out of the store and across the packed snow of the parking lot going to our car. It's like just you mentioning your dad in winter, that was a flashback. Is it, man, your brain just goes to that card file and pulls it up because it's just like one of those warm and fuzzies. Or in this case, we were both cold.
Remember when we did have to go to the card filer, looking up the authors or book title or whatever, and the system that they had. And I think I figured out why a lot of library memories are going to be tied to cooler weather, because there's no way, no how you could get us into a library in the summertime when it was so nice out and beautiful. Yes. And also think about the impetus that was, if you don't do well during the year, you have to go to what? The worst torture in the world, summer school. And it's like, oh, no, I own my summers. I do not owe that time to the school. And that, I think, for me and many others, was an impetus. It's like, you better keep your grades up or you're going to be going to summer school. That threat was real.
It
was as scary as could be.
It was the end of the world. And embarrassing, if nothing else.
Yeah, that, too.
Your friends are riding their bike by, and you're looking out the window going, I hate you guys.
Now, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Roy. Good morning.
Well, one of the advantages of paper versus digital is once it's put on paper, they can't change what they wrote.
Ooh.
Well, that's true. Because things can be edited now, files changed, manipulated, and all that. Yeah. That's very true.
It's kind of like the library story, except I didn't take it. My next-door neighbor did. When I was in about fifth grade, Miss Grosspower was this little Austrian lady from the old country.
But she even teach you, Mr. Cassidy.
But she was awesome, and I helped her mow her yard and that kind of thing. But she was raised in St. Louis. She was probably first generation born here, actually. And so she gave me, when I was, like I said, in probably about fifth grade, and I still have it, a geography book from school. And you got to remember, if she was in her 80s or so in the 1970s.
She was older teacher. Okay.
Yes. She wasn't a teacher. She just ended up with the book, I guess, kept it at some point. And she gave it to me. And what's interesting is to look at it, because towards the end of it was numerous cities, including St. Louis. And it's showing what then would have been the latest, not even pictures, but when they used to, they were drawn pictures, of St. Louis in the 1880s. That's how old this geography book is. And it just kind of like, but it has a smell to it. It's old paper. It's old ink. And it's, again, 100 and, whatever years old. So just kind of cool stuff with print and real books.
Yeah, there is something about that whole experience of that and wanting to read. I remember I had a very early edition of Tom Sawyer, written by Samuel Clemens. It was there. Yeah, he wasn't Mark Twain yet, at least according to the printing on that book.
Funny little just tidbit. Again, this is St. Louis, home of Anheuser-Busch. The Bush family lived there, had for, 100 and whatever years. And in that book, the name Clara is written.
Hmm.
And she says, yeah, that was Clara Bush. They went to school together. It's like as a little girl is going to school with members of the Bush family. Just a little historical kind of thing. If you're in St. Louis, it means a whole lot more than if you're from someplace else.
It's still kind of cool. Know how large and important that family was just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Trump appoints Truth Social CEO Devin Nunes to serve as chairman of the president's intelligence advisory board. Liberals cancel subscriptions to Time.
Oh, man.
Those stories and a lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a Monday, but together we're going to make it great. 97.3, The Sky.
Dreaded resolutions, bringing hope for the new year by making promises to ourselves.
To be more patient.
Some good.
Get fit.
Lose some damn weight, man.
Some smart.
Quit smoking. Work out again.
And some that just speak for themselves.
Be nicer to people.
Be nicer to people.
Here at The Sky, we resolve to continue bringing the latest news and a place to talk about it.
Happy New Year.
Hey, very happy New Year.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for supporting what we do. We very much appreciate it. Yeah, it is 7:48. Bucks win 40-17. They look good.
Ooh.
They really did. The Jags kind of look like the Jags. So, yeah, they didn't pull it off against the Jets. 32-25. Jags lost. Dolphins lost to the Texans 20-12. Navy upset Army. Army had quite the team this year. But Navy beat them 31-13, and the Gators will play Friday in the Gasparilla Bowl, taking on Tulane. That's Friday afternoon at 3:30 in Tampa. Right on. One of your top stories, no real solid information on drones. I thought maybe over the weekend something would break. Maybe the, you know, the administration would give us a little kernel of truth or two. It just doesn't appear to be
this
the case.
Administration.
Yeah, truth. You're right. Maybe okay. But Nanette Holt from Epic Times is going to join us right after the top of the hour. And she apparently had an interesting interview with a pilot. And we'll see what kind of light gets shed because of that interview. President-elect Donald Trump, I'd mentioned this just for a minute briefly, he appointed Truth Social CEO Devin Nunes to serve as the chairman of the Presidential Intelligence Advisory Board. And it was actually on Truth Social that he said that Nunes would draw on his experience as former chairman of the House Intel Committee. And he will provide Trump with independent assessments of the effectiveness and propriety of the U.S. intelligence community's activities. That's an important position, and he's got, in my opinion, exactly the right guy there, for sure. And, yeah, he said he's pleased to announce it, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think that there would be, other than the fact that, yeah, he's a staunch Republican, had been for many years, other than that, as far as qualifications and all that, I can't see how there wouldn't, you know, whether some of the senators would have a problem with it. Of course, some of the lefty senators are going to have a problem with it no matter what, with all the picks, but that's a different story. All right. Senator-elect Adam Schiff claimed on this week on ABC, the Sunday show, that Americans did not vote for President Donald Trump to see him pardon criminals involved in January 6th, which I know is interesting because I hadn't maybe thought it out or thought about it,
yeah.
But absolutely. Now that I think about it, that was one of the reasons to vote for him was to get these folks that weren't true. Look, if you did something violent, well, bets are off.
Absolutely.
But but if you didn't.
You walked in, you got the tour, like some did.
Yeah.
And do you really trust, two questions here. Do you really trust Adam Schiff?
No.
Okay, just in general. And do you really trust him to know why people did vote for Donald Trump? I don't think he really has a clue. He's clueless. He has no idea.
No.
He's an idiot.
Did you say idiot? Did you say
I did.
Clueless?
Yeah.
For a minute there, I thought you might have been referring to the former vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
He's a knucklehead.
He's a knucklehead.
No, he's not an idiot.
No.
Knucklehead.
Yeah.
He said something that,
Was it knuckleheady?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. He said, how in the world did we lose to a billionaire? And, you know, he's been, I would say, very quiet, relatively quiet for sure. It's almost like he was forgotten. So maybe he just had to make a statement to say, hey, remember me? You know, your old knucklehead buddy, Tim? You know?
Tim, the knucklehead.
Let's go camping. Let me coach a team.
Ooh, I'll put on a plaid shirt and, you know, grab a shotgun or something. And a hat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We can send him.
Somebody help me load that shotgun.
We said him and Cheney. They go hunt together.
Ooh. I'd pay to see that.
Yeah.
Is that wrong to say that?
No, it's all right.
Yeah, he thought it was a real flex, as he called it, a real flex to the possibility that the least wealthy person to ever be on the ticket, and wondered how in the world did we lose to a billionaire. He just marveled at that.
I got an answer.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is more of a people person and loves people and is more of a regular guy as a billionaire than all these stupid wannabe politicians who think they know it all and they're just career politicians. That's my opinion.
I would say that in my opinion.
Humble opinion?
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you think about it. These people can't connect with the average American. And the thing is, the average American can feel that. It's like they catch on.
Yes.
After following, watching, and hearing from candidates over a period of time. Yeah. They realize, oh, man, I know exactly what they think of me. They think I'm a dumb dirt farmer, flyover country, you know nothing, middle of the country, clinging to Bibles and guns and all of that.
You mean the names they really have called us, so we really do know what they think.
There's that,
too. The Hillarys, Obama, go down the list. Yeah.
Don't be such a deplorable, Greg. Okay?
I know, I'll try.
I mean, continue to be such a deplorable.
But yes,
it's a good thing.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. How in the world did we lose to a billionaire or venture capitalist when we were making the case of a country attorney and a high school teacher?
Well, okay, again, if he's going to go start picking on Vance, how about a guy who went from dirt poor, absolutely nothing, Appalachians, to being a very successful investor and author and hello? You mean the American dream. It shows it can happen.
Well, now, we can all measure success differently.
Sure.
We can have our version of the American dream.
Yep.
Some think it is just a number. Other people think it is an overall quality of life thing.
Uh-huh.
But what's interesting is if he aspired to be wealthy or maybe a billionaire, Tim Walz, maybe he could have done that. But he would have had to spend maybe a lot less money traveling to China like he did chronically. I would call it chronic, the amount that he had traveled to China. Hey, nothing wrong with visiting foreign countries, but it's pretty clear he had at least a very mild obsession with China. I think that's fair to say.
Mm-hmm.
Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Shep, you're on the air.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate this again because the 13 liberals who monitor this program don't get it, but I know how they think. Your average Biden-Harris voter, they believe if someone is wealthy, they achieved their wealth by lying, cheating, stealing, and standing on the backs of the poor. And if they didn't, well, they were just plain lucky and they inherited. As far as J.D. Vance goes, he's like one in a million. And I try to point out there are several people who have made it. Yeah, well, that's one person. Most of us can't do that. Well, these were the same kids who sat in the back of the classroom shooting spitballs and making fun of the students who wanted to learn. See you later.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Democrats in power, they question people like Trump. They're like, hey, why didn't you earn your money the old-fashioned way, you know, like we did through insider trading?
Thanks, Nancy.
The old-fashioned way. Yeah. Oh, there's many good stories there. Dr. Ben Carson, he didn't have a head start on anybody in his life. That's for darn sure. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about, and we are going to talk to Nanette Holt from Epic Times coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.